Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about children with special needs in child care programs. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Alicia Westbrook, Project Director for the Early Years Network at Mississippi State University Extension. Alicia, tell me about your work throughout the state.
The Early Years Network, Children with Special Needs, is part of the Early Years Network, a Mississippi State University Extension program. Today, we would like to share with your listeners about the transition from preschool to kindergarten for children with special needs.
Yes, and transitioning a child from preschool to kindergarten is a milestone, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Children are exposed to opportunities that foster social, emotional, and academic growth. These opportunities can be challenging for families of all children, and possibly more so for families of children with special needs. This is why it's important to plan ahead.
And how can parents plan ahead, Alicia?
Parents of young children with special needs play an active role. Your child may have received an individualized education plan, an IEP, at the age of 3 from your child's local school. Upon entrance to kindergarten, services acquired in preschool will be transferred to school-age services. This transition of service will require an IEP meeting to take place between parents and the local school district to update current educational goals and location of services.
Now, when should parents meet with school officials to plan for the transition to kindergarten?
It's important for this meeting to take place before the first day of school to ensure services are not interrupted for your child. For parents, this IEP meeting might look a little different from previous meetings, as school representative, general education teacher, special education teacher, and therapists who will be serving the child should all be in attendance. In addition to an IEP meeting before the first day of kindergarten, parents can collaborate with their early childhood provider to ensure their child is ready for the transition. Research tells us that families who show a positive attitude towards school and learning have more success transitioning. To further support a smooth transition, consider the following suggestions. First, contact your local school district in early spring to request an IEP meeting to transition into kindergarten. Next, arrange an initial meeting with your child's new teacher before the first day of school. Ask for a sample daily routine from the kindergarten teacher and share it with your child before that first day. Last, request a school tour that you and your child can take. Supporting your child in this transition will lay the foundation for a great kindergarten year.
That's all really great information, Alicia. Now, what questions should parents ask, or who can help them navigate the IEP process?
It's important to come prepared with your questions. So much information will be provided on the day of the meeting that parent questions can sometimes get lost. Some questions parents may consider are, what type of additional therapy service will my child receive? If a child is receiving additional therapy, such as speech therapy or occupational therapy, a parent might ask, where will my child receive these services? Parents might want to know how often the therapist or teachers will provide progress notes. Also, parents might want to know, if they have concerns that develop throughout the year, how could they request a meeting? We like to encourage families to have both parents at the meeting or someone who can help take notes and remind the family to ask their questions. Mississippi has several resources that can help families as children continue to move from grade to grade. Early Years Network, Children with Special Needs, has the Parent Navigation Program. This program supports families as they navigate the world of IEPs and make that transition from the preschool environment to elementary school. For more information, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, or our website at www.earlyyearsnetworkms.org.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Alicia Westbrook, Project Director for the Early Years Network. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.